Welcome to the Ollie at WVU podcast, Get to Know Each Other. This is Michelle, and I'm your host for this episode. Today, we are speaking with Mike and Hillary Atfield, who have been Ollie members for 7 years in Morgantown. Hillary and Mike enjoy hiking and have walked most of the nearby trails in both West Virginia and Pennsylvania. They have also hiked in California, Peru, Slovakia, Italy, New Zealand, and many other places as well. For them, hiking is not just healthy exercise, but a chance to see spring flowers, fall leaves, and views from wonderful overlooks. Thanks again to Hillary and Mike for joining me. And I want to take a second to recognize all the volunteer work Mike has been doing, helping us make the Zoom class recordings available to Ollie members. Next time you see him on Zoom, please pass along your thanks as well. And now, on to Hillary, Mike, and me talking a lot about hiking. Thank you guys for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Today, we are going to talk a little bit about hiking, because for those of you who have been around in Morgantown for a while, you may have seen the classes that they present that Mike presented on hiking the Inca Trail, but they've done other hiking besides that. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Anything you guys want to say before we jump in? Anything you want to add about yourselves before we start talking about my favorite topic of hiking?
Well, I want to say that for me, hiking means something very strenuous. So I wouldn't use the term for myself. I would use the term walking, ambling, strolling, and that's all included.
Thank you very much for asking us to do this.
I appreciate you being willing to do this with me. So let's get started with the hiking stuff. How and when did you guys get started hiking? Is this something you did as a kid, or is this something you picked up as adults?
Well, as a child, I grew up in Scotland. I suppose every Sunday afternoon, our family went for a walk, or at least my father and my brother and I did. My mother was busy cooking. Yeah, nothing terribly big. It wasn't until we came to live here, I think, when we did hikes of any size, really.
Yes, my family hiked. It was a Sunday thing. My father liked to go up to the pub and have his beer for lunch, and then he'd come back for a pretty good meal. Then he'd go and have a nap, and then we'd all go out as a complete family. We lived in North London in England, and there was what was called the Green Belt was around us, which is an area that people weren't allowed to build on. And there were woods and fields, and we probably walked about 3 miles as a family. That was a great treat for us.
So you said there were some woods there. I'm assuming they are not woods like we have here in West Virginia. What was the landscape like where you guys hiked, Hillary?
Oh, it was more rolling farmland where I was in central Scotland. There weren't the numerous trees. There were bushes and hedges, et cetera, you know, and little paths that you could follow. Mainly though, we walked on the roads. And there wasn't as much traffic that you would have to worry about, so it was all right.
Yeah, our woods were real woods. They were not, they'd been let grow for many years. In fact, we walked very close to the Battle of Barnet, which was fought in 1471. There were fields and woods, and it was kept that way deliberately as a essentially a park. After that, after my family walks, I started walking when I was at college, at university, and a friend and I, we climbed a so-called mountain in Wales, which was like the mountains here, not really craggy things, but we climbed it in winter. We walked through snow and ice to get up to the top. It was fun.
Well, I suppose, what reminds me, we went to the Lake District and in England, and it's not dissimilar to the Lake District up in New York State, but there are a lot of small lakes that you can walk from one to the other over a hill, a mini mountain. Very beautiful, all recorded in poetry, Wordsworth, etc. That was nice. And then I suppose there were other walks like that. I'm thinking of Ben Nevis area in Scotland. And it was just generally accepted that you might, spend a little time walking. People walk quite a lot then, and just as recreation. It's different here. I feel we live out in the country about 5 miles. And if you go walking down the side roads, you feel like everybody's watching you. And there are dogs and there are guns. And it's a totally different kind of thing. So, I mean, here we go to park. I think in Britain, there were all sorts of just ordinary places you could go. But here, you feel more comfortable along designated trails and parks, I think.
Yeah, the actual interesting thing about England is that they have rights of way, footpaths that go through farms and areas like that, and they are set by law. The owners who own the land can't do anything with them because they're rights of way. And so there are many walks for miles and miles, often going through fields, perhaps woods, that sort of thing too.
What are some of your favorite places to have hiked? Obviously, you may have super fond memories of where you walked as kids. Are some of those places your favorites, or is it places you've hiked as adults that really stick in your memories?
Well, we've hiked in a lot of places abroad, actually, and there are a lot of memories of those. You mentioned Peru, and that's probably the most amazing trek we've ever done, which involved camping out. We had people who actually carried our luggage for us. That was very nice. Beautiful scenery in Slovakia. We went with some friends who were Czech friends, and we walked there for several days, and that was beautiful. We love Italy. We've walked there multiple times now.
Lake Como was particularly beautiful. We were staying in a hotel at the fork of Lake Como. It divides like a little man, almost his legs. And we were in the
in Bellagio.
Bellagio, that's right. And from our little hotel room, right in the roof, as it were, we looked across, and there was this what looked like a sheer rock face on the other side of the river or lake at that point. And on it, there was this little white dot. And I thought, well, what is that? After a while, we said, I think it's a church. But how does it get up there on the rock face? How do you get there? So we decided to explore.
I looked it up. There was a trail.
Yeah. So we got a ferry across the lake and walked into the village. And the back of the village, there was a little signpost that said to the church of whatever. And it sort of went away around the back that you wouldn't be able to see, you know, as you're looking straight at it. And we found ourselves all the way up.
With a gorgeous view of the whole lake.
Right. Oh, it was spectacular up there. And it was one of these places that's not on the tourist brochures. Oh. It's just something that you spot and think, well, what is that?
Nobody was on the trail except us. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it was fun. Oh. And there were the Stations of the Cross all the way up. So it was a very well-known path to the locals, obviously, to people of the area. But
it was a saint, I think.
I don't remember who.
The nice thing about Italy is you get the mixture. You can not only do nice walks, but along the way you see old houses, you see old churches, you see all sorts of things that, add to the fun of just walking.
And if you want something more exotic, perhaps, or at least further away, Mike has one of his sisters is in New Zealand. So after I retired, we decided we'd go see her. And then we took a trip to the South Island. And there's a well-known town called Queenstown, which is the center of everything outdoors. You name a sport that you can do outdoors. And I think they, from bungee jumping to parasailing, climbing, rock climbing,
hiking.
Behind it is
Ben Lomond.
I like that, all these Scottish names. So you can take a chairlift up.
We took the chairlift part of the way up.
Yeah. And then you climb a bit further, you think, okay, well, I want a view down of the lake. Something like the Incomparables or
the Remarkables.
Remarkables.
That's the name of a range of mountains for Remarkables.
Which are indented like a pie dish, a fluted pie dish.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. So that was quite a good view, but we weren't at the top. There was another ridge up there. So
we went to the saddle.
Okay, we can go up there to the saddle, so we can make that. And then when we got there and we had a rest, we thought, maybe we can do the last bit. Well, I tell you, it almost killed me, hands and knees, practically. But we got to the very top. What a view. Oh, spectacular. Yeah. I don't think I'll be doing that again in a hurry.
Yeah, right. Another one with a great view was one we did on the North Island, which was going in an area where there are volcanoes. They're pretty far away, but you know, you can see them and they distinctly look like the volcanoes. And that was gorgeous. That
yeah, not presently erupting, you understand.
No, but they were very there's a lot of heat under the earth there because a place called Rotorua, they have amazing hot springs and boiling mud and all sorts of fun things. That's not a hike, that was just a walk around there.
But over the past year, it's been West Virginia, West Virginia, West Virginia. I think we covered every trail in the Morgantown area, just about.
Right, done every trail in Ohio Park, just about.
Yeah, too, yeah.
So what are your favorite places to hike in West Virginia? Or what is your favorite trail that you've hiked so far? Obviously, it's nigh near impossible to cover everything because there are so many trails here.
Well, oddly enough, and this may be unfamiliarity, but I think Cooper's Rock has some of the best things in West Virginia, but you probably know that better than I do. We go to Raven Rock, which is astonishing. And over on the Snake Hill side, there's some great overlooks over there too. Amazing. And then walking down to the lake is very pleasant past the Iron Furnace.
We've had some funny experiences there. One time we ended up, well, this was years ago at Mont Chateau, and I think we had to climb over the fence to get out.
Well, the path used to go that way. Yeah, there was there was a beach at Mont Chateau. It was part of the state park.
Yeah, I had actually come across that there was a Mont Chateau State Park.
Yes, and they took it away from us. I can't believe it. Yeah, we do Scott Run quite a lot. That's a nice round trip past the reservoir.
Oh, Scott Run, yeah. And Cooper's Rock. Yeah. I like Ohio Pile. That's good fun. What's the Great Gorge Trail?
We like the Great Gorge Trail.
Yeah, that's short. I mean, it's a mile and a half, and you know, there and back, you get near 3 miles maybe. But it's very pleasant.
And the Bowman Trail we usually do once a year, which is a steady climb up with a gorgeous view at the top. Yeah. And we've found some others more recently that we've done. They've been fun.
There are all sorts of little places to go that we never knew about, you know, talking about, okay, where should we go today sort of thing. Close to us, so out, there are two wildlife management areas. With little fishing lakes. Mm-hmm. And that's quite pleasant to go and wander around those.
And we like the Mason-Dixon Park too.
Yeah, and then the Mason-Dixon Park at, I was going to say Blacksville, it's not Blacksville.
Mount Morris.
That's a very pleasant little park. And at the moment, the bluebells are out. They're probably, you know, on their way down now, they're shedding their blooms a little. But it's almost as gorgeous as the Arboretum.
And they've got a fairy door trail there on the same trail as the Bluebells, where they've, I think mostly Boy Scouts,
was it? Girl Scouts
as well. Mm-hmm. They've created these little houses for fairies in there, and say if a tree has a hollow, they put a door on it and they put other things around it. Our grandkids loved it.
Where have you heard it all in the New River Gorge area or Cranberry Wilderness or Dolly Sods? Uh-oh. Well,
one other thing else we've done in our life has been biking as well, just cycling on the path mostly. But we tried a cross-country trail up on that New River Gorge. Actually, we did two walks. One was a walk, though. We walked to that, it was Nuttallberg.
Nuttallberg, yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's where we cycled. Then we did another walk. But we've also been there since then, and we've done the Diamond Point Trail, I think, which comes out to a gorgeous view.
Yes, that is one of my favorite views. Another one, if you're on the other side of the gorge, is the Long Point Trail. That actually, you can see the bridge. And that's actually a surprisingly easy hike. But you can get a gorgeous view of the bridge from the Long Point Trail. Just on the other side of 19 is Babcock, and there's some beautiful hiking there. And it's got some of, if you like the CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps cabins, there are some gorgeous CCC cabins at Babcock. They're, you know, they're very 100% not handicapped accessible. You have to go down rock steps to get to them, but they're just beautiful cabins.
So they're very solidly made.
Yes, they're the one. If you think of the Rock City at the Rock City Trailhead at Cooper's Rock, that the big log structures with the round logs. That's a lot what those CCC cabins look like. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've stayed in one at Watoga, at least. Mm-hmm. I remember one of these log houses. It was a log house with the filling in between the logs.
Yeah, the chinking. I think those are so beautiful.
Now, another place we've walked is, I think it's called Bald Knob, but I'm not sure. And there might be multiple places. This one's close to the resort or the place you stay. And that has a lovely view when you get to the top.
Yeah, that's not such a bad walk.
Right.
There are two ways that I've found to get to Bald Knob. One was you can take the ski lifts up and then walk over. Or the other way was to hike straight up the cross-country trail, which isn't really cross-country, and was pretty steep. But those are some beautiful views there, because I know you're always looking for those. So yeah. I was gonna ask you, what tips do you have for people who maybe haven't hiked a lot and are looking to get into it? Because I know a bunch of people signed up for the hikes that I'm going to be doing in May. So do you have any tips for people?
Comfortable shoes. Yeah,
it's tricky. I mean, I think a number of the trails in Cooper's Rock now are not very pleasant to walk on. You do need boots for them, I think, because your ankle twists. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because normally I use sneakers when I'm walking, even though perhaps I should use boots, but they're easier, and if the trail is good, there's no problem.
On the other hand, the first time I got new boots, I went to Cooper's Rock and twisted my ankle, so not seriously.
I don't know. What else? I get quite warm in the summer, so I can be prepared to take something you can take, layers maybe.
Yeah, you always say take a poncho or something. You never know, big downpour at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Some water, of course, or drink.
Few bars of this and that. Some Band-Aids.
Yes.
and suntan lotion.
Or insect repellent, perhaps.
Yeah, I think maybe don't be too ambitious the first time you go. Maybe 2 miles is enough the first time you sort of start off. And then you can be so pleased with yourself that you've done it. And then just, ratchet it up as you feel comfortable, I suppose.
You guys use hiking sticks or staffs?
Well, not until now, but now I would.
I did in Peru, but not since then.
Right. Oh, I remember in Peru, we were on this trail that doesn't look too bad, but you're at high elevation. You're going up to what? Over 10,000 feet.
Oh, 13,000 feet.
And there was, we were going strong, we thought. Not too fast, but there was this older lady with 2 sticks. And she was just going so slowly, and on she went. Well, I tell you, she got there before we did because it was slow and steady, and she didn't have to stop for breath.
Yeah, suddenly you run out of breath and you have to stop. It's amazing. Yeah.
So I think a stick, as you get older, if you begin to have creaks, I think a stick will.
Or balance.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's drop-offs beside the trail, you have to be careful.
My father often used to carry one, and you had to walk with a flourish, your arm up and down.
I started using sticks after I broke my ankle, and I found it makes a huge, huge difference. Last summer, after I broke my foot, I actually was using 2 sticks as I was getting back in, and not only does it make it a lot easier to go up the hills, but I discovered it actually gives you a little bit of an upper body workout, which that's a bonus as well.
Yeah, for anybody who's afraid of their balance, and think, I can't go up the slope, then that would be good. Yeah.
As for other tips, you probably know this better than me, but you know, perhaps you have to be careful on what paths you choose, because they're not all that well marked necessarily. You know, choose ones that are well marked, unless you're going with somebody who knows what they're doing. Because often, I don't know, do you know this? Is GPS available everywhere? I've used it to get out of places, but it may not be around.
I own two GPSs. I own one for the car and one for hiking, and they're straight up GPSs. I don't even mess with trying to use the GPS on my phone. Most of the places, especially all of the Cranberry Wilderness, no cell signal at all there because it's so close to Greenbank. Yeah. Have you guys been hiking more or less during the pandemic?
Definitely more until the weather prohibited it, really. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say 4 or 5 days out of 7.
Wow. Through, I'm jealous.
Yeah. Well, through the decent weather, obviously not in February.
Yeah, you know, we don't do a lot, 3 or 4 miles probably typically.
Yeah.
I mean, when she retired, we did what was that, 11 miles we did one day?
Yeah.
That was a bit too much.
Yeah. But now it's gardening season, so we're not out and about so much because we have 2 acres here.
Well, how, are you far enough out that deer are a problem?
We have a fence.
Electric fence. It's the only way to keep them out.
So besides hiking and gardening during the pandemic, have you guys been watching or reading anything in particular recently?
Where to begin? Yes, I read a lot. So it's not everybody's taste, the odd things I read.
Have you read anything that particularly stood out to you recently?
Nothing to do with hiking.
I don't care. Books.
A book called Hamlet, which it's a novel about Shakespeare's twin son. His last days with flashbacks to his mother meeting Shakespeare and how Shakespeare was an absent father.
Yeah.
Because they were home in Stratford and he was in London. It's very well written. It's very good.
And has that been published in the past couple of years? That sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's okay. Very new. Like, you know, September, October last year. Things go from my head. I'm about to read something called Clara and the Sun by Kazuo Ishiguro, who wrote Remains of the Day with Anthony Hopkins.
Okay. Yeah. You know,
this one gets good reviews. This is having a bionic friend.
The AI.
I'm in a book group and this is the read for May. I haven't started yet, but it's got great reviews. So. And I read a lot of detective fiction just to cheer me up.
My favorite. I got Karen Long started reading the Donna Leon series. They're set in Venice.
In Venice, yes. Yeah, I like those.
I've been reading books for the for Jay's class on racism, caste, and white fragility. So that's about it. But otherwise, I tend to be a person who does things like making movies for Ollie.
I'm making projects for him. Yeah. Oh, you know what the best book I read in ages was?
What?
It was Anxious People by Frederick Backman. He wrote a man called Ove, or O-V-E, I never know how you pronounce it. Swedish.
Yeah.
And this is his latest, fall last year, I think. American Dirt by Gene Cummins.
I've heard about that, but I heard there was a fair amount of people were distraught about it because it was a white woman writing about an immigrant experience when immigrants who had written the same thing didn't get their books published. Did you like the story?
I like it. Well, I thought it was very interesting. Yeah. It was good.
I like this book.
Woman by Natalie Anger.
That's right.
It has been forever since I've read that. But yeah, I have that.
It was good. Fun read. We went to Blackwater Falls in, when was that, February?
Early March. Mid to late March.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Because we tried to hike, but the paths had a lot of snow and ice on them.
It was actually a warm day here. It was really nice. And all the way over, it was fine, and got to Blackwater Falls and the parking area. You know, everything's perfect, brown and dark green. And we started walking down towards the fall. met someone who said, be careful. And the steps were packed ice about 3 or 4 inches deep. And you could only get down to see the falls by sort of clinging to the side, to the railing.
It was dangerous.
And even then, we only went to the first level. We did go on another path, which was very nice, down to the lake and along from the lake. Then got stopped by the snow. So then we took a turn in the forest and got lost. Had to then come back.
Yeah.
The paths there weren't terribly well marked. So.
Yeah, that's probably the Dobbins House area. And they aren't as well marked back there. We snowshoed back there this winter.
Yeah.
It was lovely. What tips do you have for making the world a better place?
I can't believe you are asking us that.
Big questions. Well, I'm in the Sierra Club, so improving the environment is a big one for me.
Mm-hmm.
We just had Earth Day, by the way. I don't know whether you got there. It was in Marilla Park.
I was outside the city on Saturday.
Okay.
How about you, Hillary?
Me? Oh, I mean, you enjoy your environment, make it as beautiful as you can. I'm a gardener. I love to see beautiful flowers and shrubs and plants.
Mm-hmm.
And I get sad when I see bare front yards with a bit of grass, when you could have so much nicer a surround. Learning to get on with other people.
That's a big one.
It's a big one. You realize how much you need it when you can't.
So much hate out there.
Learning to appreciate people with different views.
Thing I should say, making the world a better place would be the creation of more rail trails, because it seems these have become very popular in cities, of getting so give the opportunity for people to get out and walk and not be hassled by cars and motorbikes, etc. We've got some good ones around us, and hopefully we'll have more.
One thing we saw in San Francisco, which I'm not sure was possible given the geography of Morgantown, but there were quite a few streets that were closed to traffic so that people could get exercise during the pandemic. And I thought that was a great idea.
I wish we had way more of that around here. Sometimes it's just not safe. It doesn't feel safe to walk around Morgantown because people are zooming by super fast.
Right. And I think it gives you a better feeling of an actual neighborhood. You see people. If everybody just goes out of their house and gets into their cars, you basically don't know who you're living among.
Yeah. Everybody's a stranger when they're in cars.
Of course, sometimes that's good.
But seeing people face to face, you just see they're human beings, not enemies.
Well, you're just greeting people. Hello.
Yeah.
Nice day, etc.
This was a lot of fun. I'm always delighted to talk about hiking. So thank you so much for telling me all about your hikes.
And I have my detective novel to tell you about, my detective writer, Charles Todd.
Yes, I love the World War I setting.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys again. This was a delight.
Good.
And
thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
My thanks again to Mike and Hillary for joining me, and thank you for listening. If you would like to join us on this podcast, or if you know an OLLI member we should interview, please reach out to us at olli@hsc.wvu.edu. That's olli@hsc.wvu.edu. Until next time, take good care and be kind to those around you and yourself.